Well, when you go to, you sleep in the afternoon, come in the night, when you had what we call a second watch, which would be 12 o'clock, and you go from your bed, you go to sleep around 8 o'clock, maybe earlier. Well, you ain't about to go to sleep. So you got to roll and toss, but you pull up with it. But that down there, the Loggerhead Key, is known as Dry Tortuga. That was a place, mister, you could save money, because anybody that liked seafood, you could go to Fort Jefferson. Then there was no restriction. Now it is. Get all the conchs you wanted. It was very, very seldom thing that you couldn't go off and get a mess of fish. And in turtle season, you get turtle, come up on the beach. So, like I said, anybody who loves seafood, you save you quite a bit of money. Of course, you had to carry food enough for a month, anyhow. Yeah, because, especially on these lights, as I said, it'd be two men now, be one on vacation. You were there approximately 2 months, then you was in Key West approximately a month.
You were.
To me, it wasn't bad.
Sounds like an interesting job. You mentioned
to
that.
To me, it was.
You mentioned your father, mentioned that he was there, out there for a while. Can you tell me something about your ancestry, your parents, and your people? How long have they been in the Keys?
The Keys, now you mean, what do you mean, the Key West?
Yes, sir.
My father and his people came from the Bahamas. And I'll tell you something in case you're interested. My father died in 32, and he didn't know that he wasn't an American citizen.
Oh.
When he found out, he said, before I knew that, he came out the grave. He voted and donated and everything. But how we found it out, you see, he assumed that when his father became naturalized, he was underage, which automatically made him a citizen. But he found out he wasn't. And 41, I think it was, the only brother I got left now, he lives down the road. He was transferred from Key West to Portsmouth, Virginia, depot keeper. So they wanted to take him into the Coast Guard as an officer for the duration. Well, naturally they investigated his background, what have you. And we had a very great friend of ours who was in the Immigration Service, Custom House. He told us that the farmer, my father wasn't an American citizen. He was over 21 when his father became naturalized.
So your father was born in the Bahamas?
My father and his people were born in the Bahamas. My mother, as far as I know, my mother and her people were born in Key West. Now where her father came from, I don't know. Because he was lost on the American Mexican border in the boat when my mother was 13 years old. And I don't remember my mother ever saying where her father came from.